You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Landon Eccles of Clean Juice, a rapidly growing juice bar franchise that has over 30 locations open and more than 100 in development across 16 states. Mr. Eccles, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Yes, sir, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. I'm grateful to be here and excited to be speaking with y'all.
Yes, and it certainly is great to have you out and looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, if you would, get into more details on what Clean Juice is and how did the concept come about?
Yeah, absolutely. So Clean Juice was really founded out of first a personal need. So my career before Clean Juice, I was in international commercial real estate development and I was traveling all over the world. My career took me mostly to Asia for long periods of time, and my wife and I have 5 kids now, but at the time we had 4. Well, she was pregnant with our 4th, and I got back from a really long trip, and, you know, we both just came together and said that, you know, this isn't working for us anymore. We need a career change. And both of us had always been very entrepreneurial. She really had been very focused on health and wellness and really just eating clean, got our family into eating organic many years ago. And that was a big, you know, that was really big to her. And of course, you know, being the husband, I came along gradually, right? Because I didn't want to give up my ice cream. But, you know, we basically just came together and said, you know, what if we opened a juice bar? So we actually looked around a little bit in the franchising space at some other juice bar opportunities. But the more we looked around, the more, again, we kind of saw this huge need in the marketplace to be certified organic and to source all of our materials organically. So we opened, and Clean Juice is actually the first and only USDA certified organic juice bar franchise that's out there. So we wanted to be really transparent in our menu. We wanted to be really transparent in the ingredients that we're going in. You know, we just felt like if you're coming to a juice and smoothie bar, you're doing that out of, you know, a want to be healthy and to, you know, have a great product that's going to be healthy for your body. So we didn't want to, you know, add sugar in, and we didn't want to use materials that we felt like were subpar. So we decided to open Clean Juice. We spent about a year developing the menu, finding the location, negotiating the real estate. Once we opened up, you know, in our first year, it was really successful, and it just really grew from there. But again, it was really out of a need personally, and then as we looked in the marketplace, we saw an even bigger need to do things a little differently, and that's how Clean Juice was born.
Exciting stuff, no doubt about that. Now, why did you decide to franchise the concept?
That's a great question. So, you know, it's funny, when we first opened up, people were actually asking us. They were like, hey, you know, is this a franchise, or, you know, are you a franchisee, or where's your home office, and, you know, can I buy a franchise? And, you know, this word, you know, definitely kept getting thrown around. And, you know, we had only, you know, really kind of very lightly knew what a franchise was. You know, we looked at a few other concepts before in the past, but we definitely never envisioned embarking on that business model. But the more and more requests that we got, the more and more, you know, people just were asking for it. They were like, hey, I'd love to open one of these in, you know, Arizona or Florida or, you know, other parts of North Carolina. The more we really looked into it, and to be totally honest with you, you know, we were a little hesitant at first. We were pretty scared because you hear some horror stories in the industry where you franchise and then, you know, you're giving somebody basically the keys to your car, and, you know, it's up to them on how they drive it. But what we've learned is that if you partner with amazing franchise partners and franchisees, you bring on great owners, you know, they can be a really beautiful thing. So, you know, for us, we really ultimately wanted to scale Clean Juice. We knew that we had, you know, lightning in a bottle. We knew that that our stores were successful and that we wanted to really spread, you know, spread our mission and spread our brand. And the fastest way, and in my opinion, the best way to do that, if it's done the right way, is through franchising. So after our first year, we got our FDD together, which is our franchise disclosure document. That's really kind of what makes you legal and ready to roll in the franchising space. And we went to market in the summer of 2016. And, you know, two years later, we're at, you know, 120 plus stores, and we're rolling with it.
And that is certainly impressive. Now, you've recently won the International Franchise Association Foundation's Next Gen in Franchising Global Competition. Tell us, how has winning that competition helped Clean Juice grow?
You know, Eric, I'll tell you, man, that competition was awesome for us. So I'll give you a little background on it. It's a global competition, like you said. There were almost 1,000 applicants this year from around the entire world, and we were selected to be one of 20 finalists. So, you know, we flew out to Arizona. We got to present our concept to a panel of judges and a smaller room of people. And out of 20, we were actually selected as one of three to then get up on the main stage in front of the entire conference for the closing ceremonies of about 4,000 people in, you know, who are our, you know, colleagues and counterparts in the franchising, and really explain what Clean Juice is. So we, you know, we got up there, and they actually brought in Damon John from the Shark Tank to be one of the guest judges for that final day. And we were one of three concepts, and we pitched, and we ended up, you know, taking home the whole thing, the grand prize, which was pretty cool. And I think, you know, what was really validating for us was that the audience voted on the concept that they thought, you know, was the best, or, you know, had the best products or whatever. They just, you know, they voted on what they liked the best, and they voted for Clean Juice, which was just huge for us because, you know, our name is now really known in this space, in the franchising space, and it's something that, you know, we'll always have and that we're so grateful for.
And I'm sure that was quite an experience and helped take your business to another level. No doubt today we're joined by Mr. Landon Eccles of Clean Juice, a rapidly growing juice bar franchise that has over 30 locations open and more than 100 in development across 16 states here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Landon, where are you looking to expand next, and who is your ideal franchisee?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, great questions. So, you know, for us, it's really first and foremost, when we're looking for a franchisee, of course, there's, you know, certain financial requirements, and there's certain, you know, certain things of that nature that you have to have, because we don't want to put anybody in a bad financial situation. We want to make sure they can afford it. But first and foremost, it's passion. You know, we want to find people who are out there who are passionate, not just about health and wellness, but passionate about Clean Juice. You know, what we found is that, when, you know, we open in a new market and we've got new guests coming in and they fall in love with the concept, and when they become, you know, just raving fans, that those people who just love the brand so much and love what we do so much, when they become franchise owners, that's, you know, that's an incredible thing, because they believe in it. And, you know, we're so mission focused, and we really believe that when we open Clean Juice in a new community, that community is better because they now have a great product, you know, great organic product that's on the go. So we're looking for those types of franchise owners who just, you know, embody that passion. In terms of where, we're looking to go nationwide. So we're opening our first store in California in the next week or so, and we're a North Carolina-based concept, so we're really coast-to-coast at this point. We've got a great vicinity of Clean Juices in North and South Carolina, but really all the way down to Florida. We've got stores in Texas. We're opening some in Arizona and Colorado. So we're really going coast to coast. And the most important thing there is that we've set up our supply chain to be able to meet those demands. So we've built out our infrastructure to be able to take this brand nationwide.
Well, you're certainly doing something right, and we can't thank you enough for joining us here today and not only taking a moment to be with us, but also introducing Clean Juice and the opportunity there as well. I'd like to get your take on a matter before you go. Tell us, what's your advice for millennial entrepreneurs considering starting their own business, and more specifically, those considering the franchise business model? What advice would you have for those types of listeners?
Definitely. Well, I think that, you know, with a millennial, I believe that most millennials are very mission-driven, and they want to feel like they're, you know, making an impact or bettering the world in some way or the way that they believe that they are. And that's all great. But, you know, no matter what you're doing, I believe that you got to be passionate about it. You got to care about what you're doing. You got to really believe it. So I think that, you know, whether you're a millennial or whoever, you know, if you're thinking about starting your own business, don't just do it to make money. You can make money doing anything. You know, do it because you care. Do it because you really believe in what you're doing. And, you know, we have a whole home office staff who, you know, to be honest, don't have a ton of experience in franchising, but they really care about Clean Juice and they care about growing our mission. And I feel like if that passion is there and that attitude is there, we make up the learning on the back end. And my other thing would be, you know, honestly, it's a lot of work, right? Franchising is great. And you're buying into a brand that has, you know, some stature and has some operations manuals and some supply chain, but it's still going to be a lot of work. And I think that that's the biggest misconception, is that if you buy a franchise, you are now, you know, don't have to work. And that's just not true. There's a lot of work that goes involved, but there's also a lot that we do on our end to support our franchisees to help ensure that they're successful. But if you're scared of hard work, don't buy a franchise.
And that's some sound advice right there, and we can't thank you enough. Where can listeners get all the details on Clean Juice and take a look at the opportunity?
Absolutely. So just come visit us at cleanjuice.com. It's spelled exactly the way it's supposed to be, and all of our locations are on there. Our franchising information is on there. You can learn a little bit more about our story and, you know, why we chose to become certified organic and what that means to us. So, come check us out, cleanjuice.com.
Very good. Again, Landon, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly wish you all the best and continued success.
Absolutely, Eric. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it.
And it certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Landon Eccles of Clean Juice, a rapidly growing juice bar franchise that has over 30 locations open and more than 100 in development across 16 states. And for further details, visit cleanjuice.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.